Welcome to Digital Marketing Made Simple. If you're a small business owner or entrepreneur seeking advice on creating a profitable online business, look no further than your host, Jenny Lyon, founder of Jenny Lyon Digital Marketing and Virtual Assistant Services, award-winning writer and 20-year digital marketing expert. For many people, creating a profitable online business is the dream, yet they struggle and they don't have to. Each week, we'll share some of our best digital marketing tips, practices, and strategies to get you optimal results. We'll also chat with experts and share our favorite small business success stories. Together, we're going to strengthen every area of your online business, from content creation, social media, and email marketing, to online courses, webinars, product launches, and more. I hope you find this podcast both empowering and inspirational. Now, let's get started moving your business to the next level.
As a small business owner, you know how important it is to have a solid online presence. However, with so many digital marketing strategies available, it can take a lot of time to determine where to focus your efforts. So today I want to dive in to five online marketing mistakes that I see small business owners and entrepreneurs make over and over again. And I want to highlight the marketing strategies that you can use instead to fix them. Hello and welcome to another episode of Digital Marketing Made Simple. I'm your host, Jenny Lyon, and today I'm really excited to dig into the five most common online marketing mistakes that I see and give you some ideas on how to fix them. So let's jump into it. So I really want to help you as you kind of embark or, you know, continue on your journey to really enhancing your digital footprint so that you can really propel your business to new levels. So whether you're just starting out or you're a seasoned small business owner or entrepreneur, this content is really designed to be a roadmap to help you optimize your online marketing efforts so that your business can flourish like never before. So number one, I know you're going to know what I'm going to say, is defining your target audience. This is definitely the most common mistake that I see made over and over again, where small business owners, entrepreneurs really overlook this most crucial part of your marketing strategy. You really need to know who you're talking to. Without a clear understanding of who you're trying to reach, then your marketing most definitely is going to fall flat. So why is it so important to really define your target audience? Well, I tell my clients, imagine that you're trying to hit a target blindfolded. You might get lucky, but the chances, as my father-in-law would say, are fat or slim. And the same principle really applies to marketing. Without a defined target audience, you really are just shooting in the dark. So defining your target audience really allows you to do three things. It allows you to, one, tailor your messaging that will resonate with your ideal client. You can allocate resources more effectively. And number three, you can improve the effectiveness of your overall marketing campaigns. So when I work with clients, I usually will start by working with them on some actionable steps that they can take to define their target audience. So first things first is to conduct some market research. If you can start by gathering data on your industry, on your competitors, on your potential customers, that can help so much. You want to look for things like trends, preferences, pain points, anything that you can do to help narrow down that target audience. Then you want to create some ideal client avatars. So once you have enough information, if you can sit down and create detailed client avatars that really represent who your ideal clients are, it's going to help immensely. So if you can include demographics, their interests, their buying behavior, their challenges, anything that you can do to provide more clarity to help you with the direction of your marketing efforts. And then once you have that, you can tailor your messaging. Once you have all of that content and information about who your target audience is, it really allows you to craft marketing messages that will speak directly to them. It'll speak to their needs, their interests, where they're at today, and really help to establish you as the expert and the guide who can get them from where they are today to where they want to be. So whether it's through, you know, email campaigns, social media, your website content, whatever that is, you can really ensure that your messaging resonates with your audience. So to put this into practice this week, I put together some homework for each of these different common mistakes. This way you can really put these pieces into action, fix those common mistakes, and move forward through the rest of the year. So first things first, jump over to jennylyon.com/ICA, download our ICA template. That will help you with everything else you need to do, and it'll give you a place to write it down or keep track of it. Then dedicate some time to conduct some market research. You could use surveys, polls, interviews. There's a lot of different tools out there that you can use to gather insights. Then once you have narrowed it down a little bit more, go back to that ICA template and start to write out and develop at least one client avatar. Even give that person a name, then review your existing marketing materials and make any adjustments to help better align your messaging with that target audience. By defining that target audience, you know, it's not something that's like set and forget. It's not a one-time task. It's definitely not the sexy part of running a business, but it is a very, very important part. And it's an ongoing process that really does require you to refine it and adapt it as you go. But really, by investing the time and effort to really understanding who your audience is, you're going to set yourself up for success. You're going to make yourself stand out from your competitors, and it's really going to make your marketing much more successful. So if you run into any questions around your ideal client avatar, please reach out, but go ahead and give that a try this week. Number two, this is a big one I see all the time, especially if I'm doing any type of redesign of a client's website, and that's neglecting SEO. So SEO, as you know, is search engine optimization, and it's definitely a mistake that I see a lot where I have some clients that have huge online presence, have, you know, tons of social media followers. I mean, email lists in, you know, the high six figures and haven't done any type of SEO on their website. It's very kind of mind-boggling to me. And it's something that I think is, you know, easier to do than you might think it is, but has a significant impact on your website's visibility and your business's success. So why does SEO matter? Well, SEO, again, is the process of optimizing your content, your website content, to rank higher within search engine results pages. So when done correctly, SEO can drive organic traffic to your website. It can increase your brand awareness and visibility, and it can help to generate leads and sales. However, if you fail to prioritize SEO, that really means that you're missing out on this valuable opportunity to connect with potential customers in an organic way. So it's a great organic strategy that you should definitely be utilizing. And here are some key reasons why SEO really matters, especially for small businesses. So again, that increased visibility. If you can appear on the first page of search engine results, that can boost your website's visibility and attract more visitors. And I know this firsthand that this definitely works because SEO has been very important to me since I started my business over 20 years ago. And it's something that I'm constantly working to improve. But still to this day, if I go onto Google and I Google my keywords, I come up on the number one page. So it is very important and it does work. It's a great long-term strategy for your business. And next is targeted traffic. When you optimize your website for these relevant keywords, you can attract users who are actively searching for the products or services that you're already offering, which will really increase the likelihood of them converting. And it helps with credibility and trust, because websites that rank higher in search engine results are often perceived as more credible, more trustworthy, and it really enhances your brand's reputation. And it's cost-effective, and who doesn't love that in our marketing? You know, when you compare it to traditional advertising methods, you know, if you're comparing it to really, you know, paid ads or anything else, you know, SEO is a really cost-effective way to attract organic traffic to your website over and over and over again. So here's some actionable steps for you to improve your website's SEO this week. So first things first, jump over to jennylyon.com/SEO. We have an SEO workbook. It walks you through the entire process of SEO and will definitely get you started. Some of the things that are included in the workbook are, you know, conducting your keyword research, you know, how to start identifying the relevant keywords that your target audience is likely to use when searching for products or services that you offer. And you can use different types of tools. You can use Google Keyword Planner or SEMrush has a great one where you can discover popular keywords with very high search engine volumes and low competition. You'll also learn about optimizing your meta tags in your descriptions. This way you really ensure that the title tags, meta descriptions on your website are optimized with those relevant keywords and compelling descriptions. This is really going to entice users to click through to your website. And of course, you always want to be creating really high quality content. So when you develop content that's informative, engaging, that's very valuable to your target audience and really addresses the needs and interests of your target audience, then you can incorporate those chosen keywords naturally into your content, which will improve your search queries as well. And you can also build high quality backlinks where you can get quality backlinks from websites in your industry that will improve your overall website's authority and credibility in the eyes of the search engines. So you want to focus on acquiring backlinks from relevant and authoritative sources that will really help to enhance your SEO as well. Okay, so your SEO homework this week is to, again, grab our workbook, jennylyon.com/SEO, dedicate a little bit of time to go through the workbook, do your keyword research, identify your relevant keywords that you're going to use for your business. Then you can audit your website's meta tags and descriptions to see where you need to make those optimizations. And of course, you're always creating and publishing high quality content, right, on your website. And you want to make sure that that high quality content really targets your audience and you're using those keywords and providing value, of course. And then look for and explore opportunities to build high quality backlinks to your website through guest blogging is a great one, different types of partnerships or outreach efforts. But remember, SEO is really an ongoing process. It does require consistent effort and optimization. And when you prioritize SEO and you implement these actionable steps, you really can enhance your website's visibility over time, which means more targeted traffic and ultimately more sales and more growth for your business. All right, mistake number three that I see a lot is focusing on quantity over quality. So I think it's really easy to fall into the trap of solely focusing on the numbers. You know, how many followers do I have? How many likes do I have? How many times has this content been shared? However, when it comes to very successful marketing, it's not about quantity. It really is about quality. You really do want to build genuine connections with your audience and deliver valuable content because that's going to be far more impactful than just chasing vanity numbers. And the reason why quality really matters when it comes to your marketing is that quality content and engagement are the cornerstone of any successful online marketing strategy. So I put together some different ideas and what you should prioritize when it comes to quality over quantity. So the first one is authentic connections. When you build authentic relationships with your audience, that really begins to foster that trust and that loyalty factor. And when your audience feels valued and understood, then they're more likely to engage with your brand and become a paying customer. And value creation, you know, quality content really provides this genuine value to your audience. So when you provide content that addresses their needs, their interests, their pain points, and positions you as this guided authority, this trusted authority within your industry, that alone will drive engagement and again, foster this brand recognition and, you know, where people just love your brand and they can't help but rave about it. And then long-term growth. So while chasing numbers, you know, that definitely can yield some short-term gains, when you focus on quality, it ensures sustainable growth over the long run. So you're thinking of building this loyal and engaged audience that will pay dividends to you over time. It's going to lead to increased brand awareness, customer retention, revenue generation, referrals, and so forth. So here is your weekly to-do list when it comes to quality versus quantity. So first things first, make sure that when you're creating your content for the week, that you're really focusing on creating content that is informative, engaging, and relevant to your target audience. So whether your piece of content that you create every week is a blog post, a video, or a podcast, or even if you're creating content for your social media or your email marketing, make sure that you're really prioritizing quality over quantity. Quality is going to capture and retain your audience's attention. Next step is engage with your audience. You really have to do this on a daily basis, but definitely put it into your weekly homework that social media is a two-way street. You have to take the time to interact with your followers, respond to comments and messages, and actively participate in conversations. And it demonstrates your commitment to customer satisfaction. And then, of course, when it comes to content, offer value, not just promos. I see this a lot where I've had clients before that it's promo after promo after promo. And, you know, promos and discounts will attract attention, but they should really complement, not overshadow your value-driven content. So make sure that you're really striking a balance between promotional content and value-driven content. That value-driven content is really going to keep your audience engaged, inspired, and interested. So here is your homework for this week. Take a little bit of time to audit your current content strategy. I have a lot of free resources on the website for this, so you can jump over to jennylyon.com/freebies for it. I have a content calendar. I have different types of checklists that you can use. So jump over there. If you just want the content calendar to use to kind of map out or audit your strategy, you can grab that at jennylyon.com/content calendar. But when you create a content calendar that really prioritizes value-driven content and is really tailored to your audience's interests and needs, that's where you're going to really see this uptick in, you know, how your content is consumed. And schedule a little bit of time to engage with your audience each day, especially on social media. Even if it's just a few minutes to respond to comments, to messages, or mentions, it definitely will make a huge difference. Again, I've worked with a lot of clients when they come in, I'll start digging through everything, and their social media, they'll have comments, but no questions are answered. There's no engagement. So you don't want your audience to feel like their concerns, their comments, or even the love that they're sharing is falling on deaf ears. And consider offering exclusive discounts or promotion as a token of your appreciation to loyal customers, but ensure that they align with the overall value proposition of your brand. But again, remember, quality always trumps quantity, you know, especially when it comes to marketing. When you focus on building these genuine connections, you really do deliver value for your audience and really foster engagement. So you're really laying the foundation for long-term success and growth for your business. Okay, number four, this is another big one I see a lot, is ignoring social media. So social media has become just this everyday part of our lives, and especially as small business owners looking to expand your reach, engage with your audience, and drive growth. And despite its potential, I see a lot of small business owners and entrepreneurs struggle to harness the power of social media for their business, or they kind of just use it haphazardly. And they really have so many missed opportunities for brand exposure and customer engagement. So the reason that social media really matters is because it's this direct line of communication with your audience, and it provides a platform for you to showcase your brand personality, your values, your product offerings. So I put together a few key reasons why small business owners and entrepreneurs really should be prioritizing social media. So first up is audience engagement, right? So social media allows you, again, to interact directly with your audience in real time. So again, this means you're fostering, you're building these meaningful connections and building brand loyalty, which is what we all want. Brand awareness. With billions of social media users worldwide, social media platforms really offer you this unparalleled visibility for your small business. So again, we're talking about billions of eyeballs on your products or services. And again, increased brand awareness. And traffic, right? When you strategically share content and engage with your audience, then businesses can drive traffic right to their websites. So you want to make sure that you are driving traffic to your website, your blog, your online store, your services, you know, whatever that is that will increase conversions and revenue for you. Okay, so here's your actionable steps for social media. So again, I have a ton of free resources, and I'll tell you a little bit about those in a moment. So first up, again, make sure you identify that target audience. So start by understanding who your target audience is and which social media platforms they are on. This will really help you to focus your efforts on the platforms where you're most likely to reach and engage with the correct audience. And then develop a social media strategy. Outline clear objectives and goals for your social media efforts. So whether your goal is to increase brand awareness, you want to drive website traffic, you want to generate leads or get more sales, you want to include all of that in your social media strategy. So again, you'll want to develop a social media content calendar and a posting schedule that will ensure that you're consistent and that everything that you're posting aligns with your business goals. And you want to create engaging content, of course. So make sure that you invest the time and resource that you need to create high quality, engaging content that is going to, of course, resonate with your audience. So that could be a mix of visuals or videos, infographics, written posts. You know, you can really keep your audience entertained and informed and engaged through your content. And of course, building relationships, right? Because social media is not like singing in the shower, you know, it's more like a virtual cocktail party. It's all about meeting and greeting and building relationships. So you want to take the time each day to make sure that you're engaging with your audience. You're not just singing in the shower. You're not just posting, but you have to make sure that you're really fostering a relationship. So your social media action plan for this week. So again, a ton of free resources on that at jennylyon.com/freebies. We have a whole section devoted to social media. So we have a workbook that will help you choose which social media platforms would be best for your business. We have a social media content calendar. We have hashtag calendars and workbooks, templates, everything you can possibly think of. So please check those out. I won't list them all because there are probably 10 of them, but they really will help you with all areas of your social media marketing. But remember, social media success doesn't happen overnight. You really have to be consistent. You have to show up authentically. You have to genuinely interact with your audience. Those are really the keys to building a strong presence and connecting with your audience. But when you implement these different actionable steps, you go through the workbooks and the templates that we have available for you, you're really going to be well on your way to harnessing the power of social media to grow your business. And then last but not least is not measuring your results. I think, again, this is one of the most crucial aspects that get overlooked over and over and over again. If you're not tracking and analyzing your metrics, then it's really impossible to know which of your marketing initiatives are working for you and which aren't. And measuring your online marketing results, it's not just about assessing how many likes or followers that you've gained, but it's really about gaining valuable insights into the effectiveness of your strategies. So again, I pulled together just a few reasons why tracking your results is so important for a small business or entrepreneur. So number one, it can help you with data-driven decisions. When you track your results, you can take that valuable information and use it to help you make informed decisions. So whether it's identifying which marketing channels are driving the most traffic to your business or understanding which content resonates best with your audience, the data will empower you to make informed choices in growing your business going forward. And goal alignment, clear goals and objectives. This is really essential for guiding your marketing efforts. If you have particular goals in mind, you know, measuring your results against these goals will really help you to track whether you're achieving them or if there are adjustments that need to be made to help you meet your objectives or at least stay on the road towards your objectives. And continuous improvement. When you measure your results, it allows you to identify areas for improvement or areas where you can optimize. So whether that means that you need to tweak your messaging, you need to refine your target audience, you need to move resources from one channel to another, you know, regular analysis really enables you to refine that strategy month over month for better results. So here's some actionable steps for you on measuring results. Make sure that you're setting clear goals and objectives. So again, I like to use SMART goals. So jump over to jennylyon.com/SMART, grab our SMART template, and that will really help you to write out your SMART goals so that you can ensure that those goals are measurable and you can see whether your goal is to increase your website traffic, generate more leads or sales, whatever that is, that you're going to reach those goals. Then you want to identify your KPIs. Your KPIs are your key performance indicators. So you'll need to determine which metrics are going to matter most for your business. So this could include metrics like website traffic, engagement rates, conversion rates, your ROI, but you need to make sure that you kind of identify those KPIs. And you can use a lot of different tools. There are great tools online that are free. Google Analytics is a great one. Your social media, all of your social media accounts have insights that you can look into. Your email marketing platforms will help you track your KPIs and measure your marketing performance there. So make sure that you're using the tools that are provided with the services that you already use. You can really pull very valuable data from these different platforms and insights that can help you to understand your audience's behavior and again, optimize going forward. And of course, optimize your strategies. So use your results to identify what's working well and what's not. You can always adjust your strategies based on your findings. So, you know, if some things are working, great, continue to do that. Maybe build off of that. If something you're doing isn't working or stops working, it's time to try something else. Make sure that you're refining your target criteria and you're experimenting with different messaging tactics. All of these things will really help you over time to create a marketing strategy that's stronger and stronger and stronger. All right, so here's your action plan for this week when it comes to tracking your results. So again, we have a lot of free resources. Jump over to the website, but review your existing online marketing goals and objectives. Make sure that they're SMART. So grab our worksheet to ensure that. Then kind of map out what your KPIs are, what's going to be most relevant for you to measure the success of your marketing efforts. And make sure that you're looking at some sort of tracking, whether it's your analytics, your social media insights, your email marketing stats, whatever that is, make sure that you're looking at that data so you can implement it. And then make sure to schedule regular review sessions. This way you can analyze your results, you can identify any areas for improvement, and you can make adjustments to your strategy as you go. But remember, measuring your online marketing results, it's not a one-time task. It's an ongoing process. It really does require you to put in effort on a continuous basis and continually be optimizing. And by prioritizing all of these different tools and, you know, strategies that we talked about today, you really will be able to not only make informed decision making when it comes to your marketing, but you'll be able to propel your business much faster than your competitors, because you kind of always have your finger on the pulse of how your business marketing is going. And as you continue on your path to success, you will hit bumps in the road, and that's okay. We learn a lot from our mistakes, and as long as you just have your finger on the pulse of it and you fix it as soon as possible and make sure that you stay focused on your goals, then your business can really thrive in the online world. And if you need any help in your online journey at all, if there's a space that you kind of feel is a blind spot for you, or you need a little extra support, we'll be happy to come in and help you with that. So you're always welcome to schedule a free consultation with me at jennylyon.com/chat with Jenny. But either way, here's to your continued growth and success in your online marketing. And I'll see you next time on another episode of Digital Marketing Made Simple. See you soon.
Thank you for tuning in. If you enjoyed this episode, please make sure to click the subscribe button wherever you're listening so you never miss an episode. And while you're there, please leave a review. If you want to connect with Jenny, you can find her at jennylyon.com or on social media. We'll see you next week for another episode of Digital Marketing Made Simple.